Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Joseph in the Bible is at the same time one of the most tragic and most victorious characters we find in the Old Testament. Many of you probably remember from Sunday school classes growing up learning about Joseph and his coat of many colors, or as the musical names it, Joseph and his Technicolor dream coat. That coat was a sign of his father's favoritism and moved his 10 brothers to capture him, throw him in a pit, and plan to kill him. Whenever I read that story in the Bible, for some reason I think of Joseph's brothers as a bunch of mobsters in New York City, with Joseph tied up in the trunk of the car while they decide what to do with him. It's a fitting image, don't you think? Reuben stepped in at the last minute to save his life, but only by selling Joseph as a slave to a band of Ishmaelites. That, it seemed, would be the last that his family would see of him. The life of their promising younger brother seemed like it would end in tragedy as he was carried off away from their presence. The tragedies did not stop there. Unbeknownst to his family, the Ishmaelites carried Joseph down to Egypt, where he was sold to an Egyptian official, a head honcho in the land named Potiphar. Almost immediately, Joseph began impressing his new master with his abilities, and soon Potiphar entrusted his entire household to this young slave from Palestine. Unfortunately, Joseph just as quickly began impressing Potiphar's wife, who tried to seduce him into adultery with her. When he rejected her advances, she entrapped him and eventually accused Joseph of trying to rape her, so he was thrown into prison. Tragedy upon tragedy. It was in prison that the tragedies of Joseph's life eventually began to change. He interpreted dreams and visions of his fellow inmates and began impressing the guards at the same time. After a while, his unparalleled ability to interpret dreams came to the attention of Pharaoh himself, who had been haunted by a vision every night of 7 fatted calves coming to drink from the Nile, followed by 7 lean ones. Joseph was brought in and immediately told the Pharaoh that this was a vision telling him that the land would have 7 years of abundant harvest, followed by 7 years of famine, and that the Egyptians should prepare by storing extra grain during the abundant years. Pharaoh heeded Joseph's interpretation and made him second in command over his whole empire. Quite the rise for a foreigner who had been sold into slavery by his brothers just a few years before all this. It was in this position that we encountered Joseph in our readings for this week, revealing his identity to his brothers, who came to Egypt to survive the famine, proving that God had saved Joseph's life and led him all the way to this high-level position in order to save the family that had once tried to kill him. He is an example of providence in the Bible like few others. I think many who share our faith are keener to remember Joseph as a victorious figure than a tragic one. He is really a hero who was delivered by God in enthralling and divinely blessed ways. It is good to have heroes who exemplify the great things that God can do in our world, and Joseph is a prime hero in this category from the Bible. Yet, while we admire the great things that God did in and through Joseph, we should not take for granted that the journey of his heroism was not a path paved with gold, but a road filled with adversity, injustice, and immense obstacles. All of these required a great deal of vision, faith, resilience, strength, and hope on Joseph's part, in order for him to follow God's lead to Pharaoh's right hand. I mean, think about it. The guy was sold out by his brothers to foreign slavers as an act of mercy. They were initially going to kill him. The knowledge that your family wants you dead is enough to bring anyone down and leads many to give up on life itself, succumbing to ultimate despair. But not Joseph. As soon as he was sold to Potiphar, he got to the work of impressing his new master with his abilities and trustworthiness until he was given charge of the whole household. Though Joseph was now a foreigner, a slave, and a man who lived with the knowledge that his family considered him dead to them, he did not let that get him down. He kept persevering with a holy resilience that few have. Overcoming these odds, though, was not the end of the journey. He was wrongfully charged and thrown into prison as an adulterer and a rapist. Though he had taken great pains to prove worthy of his master's trust, his trustworthiness as a slave and his unwillingness to give Potiphar's wife what she wanted got him thrown into prison for years. It would have been easy for him to throw in the towel and say, "I don't care what is right in the eyes of God anymore. What has it gotten me? I'm now a slave and a prisoner because I did what was right in God's eyes. What good is it to live a righteous life if all it does is bring you to ruin?" But Joseph did not say anything of the sort or think this way. While in prison, he was good to his fellow inmates and proved so trustworthy that the guards put him in charge of the very prison that he was locked up in. He looked with vision beyond his present circumstances and saw that God had better plans for him in store. Sure enough, the Lord delivered him by the time his brothers came to Egypt, and Joseph could proudly say to them, "God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors." Not only would the Lord save Joseph through all of this, he would save his entire family too. Pretty wild considering that it seemed like the Lord had been kicking him around for years earlier in his life. We do ourselves and Joseph's story a disservice if we just look at it through the happy ending of reconciliation and blessedness he experienced with his family at the end. The story is as much, if not more, about living with resilient vision and trust in God's guidance as it is about enjoying God's blessing at the end of it all. Joseph is not a hero of the faith because everything worked out well for him. He is a hero of Scripture because he looked around at his present hardships and believed in his heart, "God has something better in store for me than this." He did not greet the future with fear or believe that because his adult life began with one tragedy after another, that everything would always be that way. He saw beyond the pit that his brothers threw him in. He saw himself running free from the shackles the Ishmaelites placed upon his wrists. He saw himself on the outside of the prison walls that restrained him. And he believed, truly, deeply, and honestly, that the Lord had more in store for him than his present limitations. Sisters and brothers, we are called to a resilient faith like Joseph's. When the world seems stacked against you, do not fear. God has your back. When the challenges of this present time seem too great to overcome, do not worry. God will make a way. When the evils of this world overwhelm the weak and the weary, have faith. God is not on the side of injustice, but always works to bring about the good. God did not let Joseph's story end with his death, enslavement, or imprisonment. In the same way, I believe that God is calling us forward to new realities that require tough journeys and resilient trust in God's guidance so that we may live into the blessed future God has in store. Yes, indeed, may we all share a resilient faith like Joseph's. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I hope that you have enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.